The Criminal Intelligence Unit is a secretive arm of the Honolulu Police Department with broad powers and few checks and balances on its operations, answerable only to the chief. It was born in the 70s when criminal syndicates held sway in the islands and has been dogged by scandal intermittently ever since. Now that its operations are again under scrutiny as part of the federal investigation into former Chief Kealoha and his wife, reporter Nick Gruby looks back into its history in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm remembering the climate of Hawaii in the 70s, early 80s, when a lot of the stories you read in the paper were about organized crime, and there was some justification for wanting to have kind of an intelligence unit to kind of go undercover and find out what was going on.
Right. I mean, that's the point of these criminal intelligence units, is they're supposed to allow officers to use sort of covert techniques to get an understanding of what sort of criminals were out there and what they were doing, because mm-hmm. they were organized. So in theory, the police should also be organized in collecting and gathering that information.
Mm-hmm. And freed from the constraints of answering calls and making arrests on a daily basis, yeah?
Exactly, exactly. So they were able to go out, monitor people, tail them, gather information. I think they're also out there talking with informants, right? And also some of the individuals who are involved in some of these criminal activities, which can be sort of a difficult thing to police, because there's a bit of a blurred line there between law enforcement and those who are working against the law enforcement by breaking the laws.
And, you know, frequently you hear that such units as this operate kind of at the fringes of what is legal for them to do, and that they benefit, at least in their minds, by kind of pushing the envelope, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, what they're doing is they go right up to the line to see what it is they can gather and then possibly use and pass along. But as we've sort of learned through this recent indictment, is that it's pretty easy to cross that line and mm-hmm. to sort of use those powers inappropriately. At least that's what's been alleged in the criminal indictment.
Well, the way it's structured, there really isn't any way to find out, is there?
Right. I mean, so by design, these criminal intelligence units are secret, and their operations are secret, and they answer only to the chief of police and those in the highest ranks of the police department. So their activity isn't even really known by others within HPD or any other police department that has a criminal intelligence unit. So when you're talking about that level of secrecy, the question becomes, how do you place a check on their power? And as we've seen over the years, it's kind of hard.
Well, it's kind of up to the discretion of the chief, and you have to place a lot of trust in an individual and without any way to really find out if that trust is being met, yeah?
Well, exactly, yeah. And I mean, there's been all sorts of criticism about these criminal intelligence units over the years. And in this particular case involving the Kealohas and their mailbox, I think the concern is that the police chief may have been using the unit, or at least several of its members, as almost a personal goon squad to go out there and do his bidding.
There's a lot more we're going to learn about this case as as the investigation continues. Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Nick Gruby.